Now the Queen, she wants sailors to sail the salt sea, which made pretty Polly's stout heart for to bleed, saying, William, dearest William, don't you go off to sea. Please remember the vows that you made unto me. But 'twas early next morning before it was day, he went to his Polly, these words he did say, saying, oh, Polly, pretty Polly, you must come along with me. Before we are married, my friends, for to see. So he led her through groves and through valleys so deep, which made pretty Polly to sigh and to weep, saying, William, dearest William, you have led me astray, on purpose my innocent life to betray. Oh, yes, dearest Polly, it is true all you've said. For all this long night I've been digging your grave, and the grave it being open and the spade standing by, which made pretty Polly to weep and to cry. Oh, pardon, dear William, my innocent life, and I'll never regret for to be your dear wife. I'll travel old England over, all for to set you free. Please remember the vows that you made unto me. No pardon, no pardon, no pardon I'll give. And with that he drew out a long dagger knife. He stabbed her to the heart and the blood did down flow. And it's into her grave her fair body did throw. He buried her securely in Apple, quite sound. He's not thinking the body would ever be found. Then he went on board for a sailor to go, not thinking this murder would ever outthrow. But 'twas early one morning before it was day, our captain came up, and these words he did say, our ship she is in mourning, and cannot sail on. There's a murderer on board, what has lately been done? Then up jumped one sailor, and indeed that's not me. And up jumped another, the same he did say. Then up jumped bold William for to stamp and to swear, saying, indeed, that's not me, sir, I'll vow and declare. Then he hastened to the forecastle with speed. They met pretty Polly, which made his heart bleed. She ripped him and she stripped him and she tore him in three, because he had murdered her baby and she.